Yeah, you right, New Orleans. Corey Johnson with you, filling in for Eric Slasher Asher. He's taking a rare day off. I mean, very rare day off. It ain't Jazz Fest time, so I don't know when you normally see Eric taking the day off, but he's got today off. I think he's nursing his back. Eric tried to, you know, play sports or something probably this weekend and crushed himself. Anyway, he'll be back hopefully tomorrow straight up 12 noon. I'm with you for the 2 o'clock hour after checking out some best of Eric Asher. You notice when I leave, there's no best of? We have hours and hours and hours of my program, and we were trying to put together a best of segment, and there was no best of. So you'll never hear a best of my show because there is none. Anyway, Eric Asher, hopefully back tomorrow. I'm with you during the 2 o'clock hour. I'm with you from 3 until 5 every weekday, New Orleans. Thanks for joining us. It is New Orleans Real Talk, AM 690, WIST. Boy, a strong earthquake hitting the greater Los Angeles area, Southern California. We'll keep you up to date on that. The Reverend Al Sharpton's in the house, literally. Like, I'd say next door, but right across the hall, the next door studio, Al Sharpton in New Orleans for just a little while longer. He's actually heading to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, right after his nationally syndicated program ends. But he was in New Orleans, needed a studio to broadcast his national show from, and gave us a call, and Dan Frazier was happy to oblige. About 20 feet away, through a couple of walls, the Reverend Al Sharpton, he's got like a 4 o'clock flight. I'm going to try to get him to stick around for maybe the first 10 minutes of the 3 o'clock hour. Hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. 260-0690 is the phone number. Hey, wherever you can hear us, it's 888-880-WIST. Love to visit with the Reverend Al Sharpton. I mean, I had Jesse Jackson on the program a few months ago, and with Al Sharpton right next door, it's got me thinking. These are folks that can go to any continent on planet Earth, and they're known, you know? They're known. Al Sharpton can land anywhere in the world, and someone's going to go, "Hi, Al Sharpton!" They're going to know who it is, you know? Jesse Jackson's like that. I hate to say it, I had to almost gravitate towards sports to find other folks that are like that, a Tiger Woods, a Jack Nicklaus. Who are the biggest New Orleans names? Names that are, you know, known nationwide. I don't know if we have any international New Orleanians. Maybe we do. Maybe like a Andrew Young, the former Atlanta mayor, UN ambassador. I don't know today if Andrew Young's known like he was, say, 15, 20 years ago. Who are some of New Orleans' biggest names? Known nationwide. And it stinks because right away you start gravitating towards sports. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. And then it goes into something maybe better than sports, but still not like, you know, real folks pulling in, you know, "Hey man, this guy's changing the world." I'm not knocking Peyton Manning. I'm not going to knock Whitner, Branford, Marcellus, musicians, or Harry Connick Jr. And then you got Ray Nagin, maybe for all the wrong reasons, is known nationally. Come on, New Orleans, let's have a little fun this afternoon. 260-0690-888-880-WIST. Who are some of the nationally known New Orleanians? Folks that are from New Orleans that are nationally known, because Al Sharpton's right next door broadcasting over here at the Mighty 690, doing his nationally syndicated show. This guy's known anywhere on planet Earth. He lands in Greenland, and someone's going, "Al Sharpton." He lands in, you know, anywhere in South Central America, Asia, Europe. They know who he is. They know who Jesse Jackson is. They know who Jack Nicklaus is. I mean, I had to fade into athletes. It's sad. Who are New Orleans' biggest names? I know it's a lot of musicians and athletes. Who else? We got any other Andrew Youngs? Is, I don't know, Xavier President, Dr. Norman Francis known nationwide? Is Saints owner Tom Benson or Hornets owner George Shinnon nationwide? Who are our nationwide New Orleanians? 260-0690. Hey, the lifeblood of the city. It's oil and gas. It's seafood. It's tourism. It's the port of New Orleans. The river almost open 100% after 519,000 gallons of diesel spilled in the river. Thank goodness, huh? The river almost open 100%, about 17% roughly, 72,000 gallons of that oil has been cleaned up, has been retrieved. State Senator Derek Shepard ordered to a halfway house last night. He slept there. He's got a hearing today. We're going to fill you in on State Senator Derek Shepard, already under federal indictment, and then this weekend allegedly hitting an ex-girlfriend in the stomach, stealing some money or cell phone. And then when police went to arrest him in the afternoon, he had one girl performing a lap dance on his lap and another girl in the house. The hearings today will keep you up to date on Louisiana State Senator Derek Shepard. Hey, speaking of national senator, 84-year-old Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, clueless about New Orleans when Katrina hit, but I give the guy credit, came down here, looked at the you know, devastation from Katrina, and ended up being one of our biggest supporters, one of our biggest allies. Well, 84-year-old Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska indicted, lying to the feds, 7 counts. Fill you in on that, folks. 260-0690 is the phone number, 260-0690. Juan Kincaid's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. 6 days, 12 practices already in the books. Well, 12 tonight, 11 in the books so far for the New Orleans Saints in training camp 2008. Man, this is like pre-free agency NFL. This is going back beyond Jim Mora, the Bum Phillips era. Two-a-days, 6 straight days of two-a-days. And that heat's hitting Jackson. They moved this afternoon's workout till this evening, about 7:30, and they canceled tomorrow morning's workout. They're going to go inside in the air conditioning, have meetings instead. We will go live to Jackson, Mississippi, Millsaps College, get you up to date on the latest with your New Orleans Saints, Juan Kincaid from Channel 4 Sports. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Man, the Princeton Review released its annual list of top party schools in America. The Florida Gators, number one. Ole Miss, the Rebels, up in Oxford, Mississippi. They're the number two party school in America, according to the Princeton Review. Tulane comes in at 15. I mean, that's by default. You could have Molar Beauty College in at 15 if their campus is on Ferret and Broadway in uptown New Orleans, for crying out loud. Loyola. Come on, Loyola, Crayola, the Jesuit schools in at number 20. That proves my point. Anybody in New Orleans, Russ's Academy of, you know, drinking and smoking cigarettes, the Russ School of Drinking and Smoking Cigarettes, they're number 26 on Princeton's list. Just because he's located in Mid-City. All right, there is no Russ's School of Cigarette Smoking and the like, but Florida number one, Ole Miss two. Tulane's 15, Loyola's 20th. Who's missing from this list? Yep, you guessed it. Not in the Princeton Review top 20. The LSU Tigers, 80 miles upriver in Baton Rouge, they were number one, the number one party school, just 8 years ago when the Princeton Review released their 2000 list. They were second party school in 01, 13th last year. Now they've dropped clear off the list. I don't know if that's good, bad, indifferent, or what. Boy, a 5.8 earthquake hit the greater Southern California, kind of greater Los Angeles area. I'll fill you in on the details on that. 260-0690 is the phone number. Let's go, New Orleans. The port's opening up. The river's opening up. Thank goodness. Derek Shepard, I'll fill you in on the details. His hearing might be going back to jail, revoking his, you know, bond, putting him back in. He was in a halfway house last night, made him sleep at a halfway house from a 4,000-square-foot mansion in Stonebridge on the West Bank, which isn't even in the district he represents, only in New Orleans, only in Louisiana, huh? To a halfway house. Boy, that's a 180 for State Senator Derek Shepherd, who apparently owned the world on Sunday afternoon when not one but two ladies were in his house at the same time. One of them lap dancing. Wow. My buddy called and said, man, why are you dogging Derek Shepherd? He's my hero. I said, you're a sick individual. 260-0690 is the phone number. Hey, Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, is about 20 feet away broadcasting his nationally syndicated show. In our studios over here at the Mighty 690, this guy's known around the world. Who are some New Orleanians that are known nationwide? Looking for those nationwide known New Orleanians. Coming back to your calls next, Crescent City.
Too big for some radio stations, just right for us. Corey Johnson on New Orleans Real Talk. AM 690 WIST.
Hey, around 1:40 this afternoon, Central Time. I guess that would make it, what, around 11:40 California time. A little bit before 12 noon. An earthquake that was felt in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, 5.8 on the Richter scale, hitting the greater Los Angeles area. We're going to keep you up to date on that. We'll have more at the top of the hour national news coming your way. 260-0690 is the phone number, Crescent City. Corey Johnson filling in an hour for Eric Asher, taking the day off. He hopefully will be back tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of funny. It's radio. It's like when I'm hyping our new French Quarter facilities. You could care less. It's not TV. You can't see the old jumbo red bricks and just how well we kept the old and new. It's radio. You know, you just got to take my word for it, and you don't even care because you can't see it. Well, similar but different, Al Sharpton's like 20 feet across the hall. And I know you're like, well, what's that matter, Corey? You could be telling me, you know, the President of the United States, the Queen of England's across the hall too, and maybe you're lying. And I'm not lying. I think you can go on the web, look up Al Sharpton's radio program just for a minute and come right back to me. He's got a nationally syndicated show, broadcasting live from our facilities here at the Mighty 690. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed before he beelines out of here. I know he's got a ridiculously tight schedule. I'm hoping to get about 5 or 10 minutes with Reverend Al Sharpton, maybe, keep your fingers crossed, New Orleans, to start the 3 o'clock hour. Hey, I want to know, who are some New Orleanians that are known nationwide? Who are our New Orleanians that, man, anywhere you go, any state in America, any city, they're going to know that person, they're going to know they're from New Orleans. Who are our representatives? Just got me thinking, with Al Sharpton in the building, he's known worldwide. Just about on any continent on planet Earth. I don't know if there are any New Orleanians that are known worldwide, but I'd love to know, get your take on ones that you think are known nationwide. 260-0690. It's sad, but musicians and athletes come to mind more than business owners, scholars, and I'm not knocking musicians at all, and I'm not even knocking athletes. It's just that, where are the Andrew Youngs of the world? You know, the former UN ambassador, former Atlanta mayor, native New Orleanian that left the city for better opportunity, like so many folks seem to do. Where are those guys? Come on, put your thinking caps on. 260-0690, 888-880-WIST. Russ is saying Rex Reed, the movie critic. That's a weird one, Russ. What got you thinking about Rex Reed? Russ is a movie buff. 260-0690 is the phone number. The river's almost 100% open. We had Gary LaGrange on yesterday. 419,000 gallons spilled in the river. They've cleaned up about 72,000. That's only 17%. But a lot of that diesel's flown into the Gulf. A lot of it's dissipated. A lot of it's still in there. They'll continue cleaning up. Some will evaporate. Some will flow into the Gulf. I guess some's just going to ideally not go anywhere near the marsh, huh? State Senator Derek Shepherd. Man, I want your take. I'm going to fill you in on the hearing. I don't know if we got anything from the latest on that. Derek Shepherd has a hearing scheduled for this afternoon. We'll keep you up to date. Last night, basically got yanked out of the old, you know, out of his district. He's a senator and doesn't even live in his district. Got yanked out of his approximately 4,000-square-foot Stonebridge estate and slept in a halfway house last night. That's harsh, huh? What's your take on Derek Shepherd, state senator, indicted? What a crazy weekend he had. Throwing rocks at the ex-girlfriend's house, breaking in, punching her in the stomach allegedly, stealing her phone and $100. Had a great call yesterday, needed the $100 to pay for the lap dance, and needed the ex-girlfriend's cell phone because, you know, the feds might be tapping his phone. Has to be careful. My buddy says Derek Shepherd's his hero. He calls him King Derek Shepherd now. Not one, but two girls in the middle of the afternoon, lap dances. I had trouble arguing with my buddy. Let's go to the phone lines. 260-0690. Stephanie from Slidell joins us. How you
Hello.
Doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What's going on?
I wanted to ask you, is Ellen DeGeneres from, like, New Orleans or Metairie?
Nice. Good job, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, that's like Oprah number two, maybe. Not nearly the money or the notoriety, of course, but probably to Oprah, I'd say the number one female daytime talk show personality, huh?
Yep, and when you were talking about scholars, he's a transplant, and he's in Baton Rouge now, but he was in New Orleans, Andre Kudrescu. He's on NPR a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a native New Orleanian?
No, he's a transplant. I think he's Romanian.
Okay.
But, you know, he's won all kinds of literary awards. He writes books. He was based out of New Orleans for a while.
I guess we could kind of pull Stephen Ambrose, the late, great Stephen Ambrose,
yeah,
into that a little bit.
We should.
Ellen DeGeneres is a legitimate one. That's like a Gentilly lakefront girl, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't her brother? He played in the Cold,
Vance.
That band back in the 70s.
Vance.
Yeah.
When we used to go down to the steamboat, the riverboat.
Yep.
Yeah.
The good old days, Stephanie, when you lived in Orleans Parish, darling.
Yep. Exactly.
Not on the North Shore in Slidell, which is booming, by the way, huh?
Yeah, I'm calling from Slidell.
You're going to get that Fremo thing going. You live over there or no?
I do. I wanted to move back from my evacuation into Gentilly, but they wouldn't finance me for a construction loan. I had to get a house already done.
You can't find something in Gentilly already done?
Not then. It was like, you know, 4 months after the storm.
Why don't you try again?
I'm thinking about it.
Where do you work, Stephanie, in Slidell or in New Orleans?
Well, I have a part-time job in Slidell, but I'm going to school. So.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, get
back
to the city.
Yeah, I'm
get back to the culture, Stephanie.
I'm coming, honey.
All right.
I'm coming, darling.
That's a good one. Ellen DeGeneres is exactly what I was looking for. She is truly a native New Orleanian, known nationwide. I wasn't even thinking about her, Stephanie. Good job.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the phone call.
No problem.
Having a little
Bye-bye.
Fun today.
Thanks.
260-0690. I want to know some nationwide known New Orleanians. Ellen DeGeneres is a good one. Robert in Metairie joins us. How you doing,
hey,
Robert?
Hey, man. How you doing today? I would certainly think Irma Thomas is pretty well known in the music industry around and Dr. John, my lord. You know, everybody knows Dr. John.
Yep. Those are two pretty good ones. I think so. I think that's pretty safe to say. I'm not going to say they're household names like Ellen DeGeneres, just because it's ironic because they've been around a lot longer. But I think you've got to be music savvy a little bit, a little music savvy to know. I wouldn't say Irma Thomas and Dr. John are, you know, Tony Bennett, you know, nationwide known names, but they're the next level for sure, and they're known nationwide. But Ellen DeGeneres, I just think that daytime television show. You know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think all of the Marcellus, you know, Wynton Marcellus, and, of course, you know, Harry Connick Jr., my gosh. And, I mean, Harry Connick popped up on TV a lot, you know.
Yeah. He's actually, since Katrina I don't want to say he's given back to New Orleans, but a little bit more hooked in with the city. You wouldn't even know Harry Connick Jr. was a native New Orleanian 10 years ago. Now, I think people know that a little bit more.
Sure. Look, I want to, two things. One, you know, just the issues of character and good boys. Well, I mean, did Derek Shepherd, like, I mean, was this like a wolf in sheep's clothing? I mean, this guy is, like, unbelievable.
It really is, man. Shepherd's a little out of control. I think what did Clancy Dubo say on Channel 4 the other night? If you Google out of control or spinning out of control or something, there'd be Derek Shepherd with a smile and a thumbs up next to the definition.
I mean, you're right about that. The other thing, I actually had almost do a triple take on this and read the article very carefully, and I still cannot get a handle. I guess the Times-Picayune is just trying to show how absurd the New Orleans Police Department is with 35 murders in New Orleans on the front page of the Sunday paper, or 34 murders.
What do you mean, for the year, or what are they talking about?
Yeah, go Google and go. I mean, go to NOLA.com and read the front page of the Sunday paper.
Okay, I'll check it out, Robert. I'll check it out. I'm coming back in 90 seconds. Thanks, brother. Coming right back, New Orleans.
A talk of New Orleans with Corey Johnson on New Orleans Real Talk. AM 690 WIST.
Yeah, you're right, Crescent City. Corey Johnson with you on the mighty 690. Let's go right back to the phone lines. 260-0690. Filling in for Eric Slasher Asher. He's got a rare day off. He'll be back tomorrow at noon, hopefully. Janice joins us from New Orleans West. It's known as Metairie, Louisiana, the largest unincorporated area, I think, in the state. Janice, what's up in Metairie?
Hi, Corey. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Janice?
I'm okay. First time caller.
Thanks for doing it.
Well, I listen every day, but I don't know. Answer hit me today, and I had to call you on famous people from New Orleans.
All right.
How about Anne Rice?
There's a good one. Yep, Anne Rice is known nationwide. That's for sure.
I think so.
No, definitely. You know, she moved from the historic Garden District to Kenna, to Chateau Estates, and now I think she lives, a little west of L.A., out in the desert, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know what happened to her. Why did she have to leave us?
I don't know. She has a love for New Orleans, but I'm not dogging Anne Rice. I think she's sort of flaky a little bit, kind of, you know? Kind of just every few years kind of changes. I mean, you can't go from, man, I love New Orleans and I love the Garden District, to moving to Chateau Estates, to moving to California. But I think her husband died, so I guess I'll cut her a little slack there. That can change anybody's life. But yeah, Anne Rice no longer in New Orleans or Louisiana, but definitely the writer Anne Rice brought, you know, I guess Lestat to the movie screen. They used her book with the, who was that, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt?
Right,
you know,
right.
Filmed right here in New Orleans.
I remember reading her book, Interview with the Vampire. Gosh, it had to be in the 70s before she was well known. And, of course, I love horror movies and books and all. And, like I say, nobody knew at that time, but a friend handed me the book and said, why don't you read this book? I know you'll love it. And that has been my favorite book for a long time, so I'm kind of creepy myself, so I guess you could cut me some slack too.
All right, creepy Janice.
Talk to you later, Corey.
Thanks for the call. That was a good call. The ladies are kicking butt and taking names. Robert was good. He came up with Dr. John and Irma Thomas, but I think Janice getting outside of the athlete musician mode and coming up with Anne Rice. And Stephanie and Slidell, a few calls back, coming up with Ellen DeGeneres. The ladies are kicking butt and taking names, and the guys were simple. Hey, Peyton Manning, dude. Jeez, we're weak. Let's try to go beyond the athletes. Hey, I'm a guy. I'm in the I threw out Peyton Manning, Wynton Marcellus, Bradford Marcellus, Harry Connick Jr., Ray Nagin for all the wrong reasons, huh? He's known nationwide, I'd say. See Ray Nagin. How many mayors can you name? I guarantee if you went nationwide and asked people, they're going to come up with maybe half a dozen at best. I can't name any mayors. I don't know any mayors. Can't name you last three or four in your own city, much less, Oakland, California, it's Bill Smith. Tacoma, Washington, Frank McGill. I mean, come on. No one knows other people's mayors. But I guarantee you, if you're going to throw out like a Daley in Chicago, or someone's going to name like Ed Koch or something, like old New York mayor, you know, Marion Barry in D.C. or something like that, I'm telling you, they're going to know C. Ray Nagin because he's on all the time, after Katrina especially. Known nationwide. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Corey Johnson with you, filling in for Eric Slasher Asher. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow at noon. Ah, you got to like this cat's name. We're going to the Best Bank. Corey joins us on the Mighty 690. Corey.
Hello.
Oh, it's Carrie. All right. Carrie on the Best Bank. I knew it was too good to be true. How you doing, Carrie?
Doing good. I have two names. One would be John Goodman.
Oh, that's a good one. He's not really a native, but definitely has. He married a South Louisiana girl, lives off Metairie Road. Definitely a New Orleanian now, I'd say. It's his full-time residence, no doubt.
And then the other one would be John Larroquette.
Now, John Larroquette's a, you know, 8th or 9th Ward boy. He is a native New Orleanian. Former Night Court cat. You see him in some movies. What was he in? Police Academy, some other stuff. Yeah, John Larroquette's a native New Orleanian, and definitely Night Court, that put him on the national map.
Oh, yes, and then have, what about Fats Domino?
Getting back to musicians, that's as big as it gets, that name. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I had.
Thanks, brother. Those are good ones, man, especially
Thank
the two
you.
Johns.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks. Saw a great painting in the quarter. Kind of a folksy artist had Fats Domino playing the piano on top of his house with the floodwaters and bodies floating around and his big pink Cadillac half submerged, and he's just playing away and the music notes, in spite of Katrina, flowing out of the piano. Pretty good little painting. 260-0690 is the phone number. Having a little fun today. We're talking about Derek Shepherd. We're talking about the Princeton Review not having LSU on their top 20 party schools. Tulane was 15th, Loyola 20th. Juan Kincaid's going to join us from Saints training camp in a little while, in the 3 o'clock hour. Al Sharpton is broadcasting right next door in our Mighty 690 studios, his nationally syndicated show. He's in town, needed a studio. We've got the newest, most state-of-the-art facilities in the city. So he decided to come to the Best, and the Reverend's doing his nationally syndicated show. We hope to get him on the program, ideally right at 3:05, before he has to jump on a plane out of Dodge. We're also having a little fun. Because of Al Sharpton in the building, got me going, man, that's a cat that is known worldwide. I don't know about New Orleanians known worldwide, but there are definitely a bunch of New Orleanians known nationwide. 260-0690, who are they? Let's go right back to the phone lines, Crescent City. We're going to Pascagoula, Mississippi, Ingalls Shipyard. There are more employees there than at Avondale. Well, you got about 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 strong at Ingalls, huh?
I don't have any idea. I'm just in town.
And I think Avondale's about 6,000. They're owned by the same company. You're just passing through Pascagoula?
Of course. Yeah.
Well, you're a native New Orleanian?
Slidell.
Slidell. Well, you're a salesman?
There you go.
What are you selling?
Selling pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I got a buddy that does that. He's kind of got that region as well. Goes all the way up to Shreveport and Monroe, though. He's got a huge area.
Yeah, that's the best way to be.
What's your territory?
Almost the same, Alexandria and Jackson.
The I-20 south kind of thing?
Yep, Pascagoula to Lafayette.
Okay, now you don't even need to go into Alabama.
No.
That's good.
Wouldn't want to go there.
You're not selling Viagra or something that sells itself, are you?
No, I have to work hard, believe me.
Now, I had a buddy that was selling that right when that came out. He made like $100,000 his first year.
They couldn't figure out how to pay him. They were selling so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it.
Yeah, they adjusted in the second year. He stopped selling it.
Okay, I got four names for you.
All right.
Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed.
Carl Weathers is a native New Orleanian, isn't he?
Yeah, and Tyler Perry. You know, the guy, the Diarrhea, the Mad Housewife, and all those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ruth Purtell. I mean, she's not with us anymore, but she was Ruth's Steakhouse.
Yeah, great. That was a great lady. That's when Ruth's Chris was good, not when it was owned by these Orlando losers.
I'm with you. I won't go there either.
No, I boycotted Ruth's, man. It sucks because I want to go check it out in the new Reish and those crab cakes. I got a lot of. I guarantee you, the crab cakes, they probably use some crab from Maryland or Alaska now.
I heard some lady on the radio the other day saying we should all just get over it and go back to Ruth's. I'm like, not yet.
No, not when I can go to Dickie Brennan's or even like a Morton's, which isn't even a New Orleans base, but, you know, they've come not once but twice to the Crescent City. They're dedicated. I mean,
there you go.
Ruth's a bunch of sellouts. But anyway.
How about David Orrick?
David Orrick, man, he's no Nationwide. Boy, those are real weird good ones.
How about Jenny Craig?
Who?
Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig, the white chick, is from New Orleans?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. And then what's the guy, the kind of freaky guy, is the exercise?
Simmons?
Simmons. Yeah, Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I saw him. They brought him back on something. And he was just
propped him up or what?
Yeah, it was embarrassing, man. He had on the little, you know, kind of flammable
red
pants, and then the striped little tank top, and you know.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
You know, some will take and some we won't. How about that?
Some will. Now, which one aren't you taking?
Carl Weathers. I like him a lot.
There you go.
And then we'll remember Ruth.
How did Carl Weathers lose to Rocky? That's a crock.
You know.
You ever seen Carl Weathers?
Rocky just cut loose on him. No.
You ever seen Carl Weathers in person?
No, is he big?
He would beat the crap out of Sylvester Stallone. You could dip Sylvester Stallone in Botox, do whatever you want. Weathers, you could put tie one arm to his waist, and he'd beat the crap out of Sly. Sly Stallone's like my size, just all on steroids and Botox and stuff. Weathers is a big old dude. He'd beat the crap out of Rocky.
Short little dude, just like you.
I bet he didn't want to do it. And then they said, here's the paycheck for the movie. He said, hell yeah, you can beat the crap out of me in the first round if you want.
All right, let me go. Talk to you later.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for the phone call. That was a good one. Man, he crushed it. That ball was busted out of the park. Carl Weathers, Tyler Perry, Ruth Fertel, David Orrick, Jenny Craig, and Richard Simmons. I'd say all of those folks are known Nationwide. Good job. Our salesman from Pascagoula. Actually, he's from Slidell and traveling to Pascagoula. Swish joins us, although he hit rim on his last shot. Swish joins us from Gramercy.
Hey, he took the words out of my mouth. Carl Weathers, but I can name you two more people. The Gumbel brothers, Brian and Greg Gumbel.
Oh, excellent, man. Now, if you bring up the Gumbel brothers, you got to bring up, Sally Ann Roberts' sister.
I thought she was from the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, you're right. They're from Gulfport. You're right.
Brian Gumbel and
his brother, they're New Orleanians. You're right. Sally Ann and Susan Roberts are Gulfport, Mississippi natives.
Hey, I'm going to bring up another musician, but they're known worldwide in the hard rock world.
Uh-oh.
Zebra,
brah.
Lillian Axe,
yeah, they're known. Lillian Axe ain't known past Metairie, dude.
Just kidding. Zebra's known worldwide.
No, they're not. You want to hear the funniest thing? Rolling Stone, that band Better Than Ezra, I'm at LSU, and I'm just not into them, you know. I know a lot of people like them. And,
you're not into Zebra?
I had that first Zebra album when I was a little punk, but no, I. Anyway, I don't care who's behind the door, dude, okay? I'm not concerned about who's behind the door. All right. Anyway, the Rolling Stone is doing a critique on Better Than Ezra. We used to call them Better Than Nothing, just because a lot of chicks would show up. I'd be like, dude, you better head over to Murphy's. Better Than Nothing's playing. And he'd be like, oh, all right, I'm coming. We could care less about the band, but a lot of girls would show up. Anyway, when Rolling Stone was critiquing the Better Than Ezra album, they said the first line was, Better Than Ezra? Worse Than Zebra. That was the second line. Hello. All right, I guess you're behind the door. I do it, but I don't want to break the glass in the studio if I do it right. Russ can hit those high notes.
I understand you got a great voice for singing.
I do have a great voice for singing. I decided to do radio instead, though. It was my calling, singing, pornography, movies, you name it. Voice for singing. I can't sing a lick. Not one thing. Couldn't sing at all. Embarrassed to sing at church with a million other folks in there. Like I'm at church. Anyway, now you're having me lie and stuff.
Okay, but I want to name one more New Orleanian. Remember the old Bill Monroe used to be the host of Meet the Press back
yeah.
in the 70s
nice.
And 80s.
Nice. He ran Channel 6 for the Stearns when they cranked open that station in the middle 50s. Good job. Excellent work. Man, you folks are crushing it this afternoon. It's fun filling in for Eric Asher. Back to the phone lines we go. Michael joins us in Gretna. What's happening on DeBest Bank, Michael?
Not much, Corey. I was going to say, bam, Emerald.
Good job, brother. That's another good one. Man, I'm not thinking of any of these folks. God, Emerald's known nationwide. No, Russ is going, no, dude, not known in Delaware or North Dakota.
But also that guy, Morton, Paul Morton, the preacher.
Yep.
He has infomercials all the time.
Emerald's a Massachusetts boy, so I guess we got to call him a pseudo-transplant.
Yeah, you're right.
Take Paul me. Morton? No, Paul Morton is not known nationwide. Hello? Was that a bullhorn? Was that? Yikes. 260-0690 is the phone number. A 5.8 registered earthquake hitting kind of right off the coast of Los Angeles, felt in L.A., San Fran, Las Vegas, San Diego. Giuseppe, my Italian brethren from the Garden District.
Yo.
What up, Giuseppe? You didn't pound that veal thin enough last time, dude.
I'll work on it next time, brother.
Come on, brother. I want it paper thin.
I'll work on that for you. I got a few names for you. I got Reese Witherspoon. I don't know if you knew that.
No. Born in Baton Rouge, I think.
Oh,
huh?
She was born in Baton Rouge?
I think Reese Witherspoon was born in Baton Rouge. We're going to have to look that up. Maybe it's New Orleans. I thought it was Baton Rouge, but Reese Witherspoon's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Russ to work on that and make Russ do something that he absolutely does not want to do. Hey, Russ, look up Reese Witherspoon and find out where she was born. Giuseppe's saying New Orleans. I think Baton Rouge, but Giuseppe might be right. She might be a Southern Baptist girl.
I thought for sure it was New Orleans, but I could be mistaken. Patricia Clarkson.
Yeah, Patricia, Jackie's daughter.
Yes.
And the redhead actress.
Brian Gumbel, the sports announcer guy, Brian Gumbel.
Yep.
I think he's from at least Louisiana.
No, native New Orleans, Brian and his brother. Yep, Greg and Brian Gumbel. They're both New Orleanians.
So that's my contribution to your topic. On the subject of Derek Shepherd, I find it almost comical that this guy, he goes and harasses his ex-girlfriend, breaks in her place. He knows that she's calling 911 on him. That's why he leaves. Then he figures, well, I need to blow off some steam. I'm going to go get two strippers and get a lap dance at 6:45 in the morning.
I love it.
It's hilarious. I mean, like, did he not? He knew she was calling the cops. I'm sure he knew that she was going to tell the cops who he was and that they would come looking for him.
Now, Giuseppe, wait. Now, here's the question, though. You're the cop, all right? You're the arresting officer. You look in the window, and the lap dance is just starting. Don't you hang for a while and watch and then kick in the door? He ain't going anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, you can't leave. I'm going to watch for a minute. Yeah, all right, Derek. You know, I might get the video on the phone going. Then I'm kicking in the door.
It's just hilarious, man, that he thinks, oh, I need to blow off a little steam. You know, I'm stressed out. I'm going to go get two strippers. It just, I can't believe the mentality. I mean, this guy, you know, I'm originally from the West Bank.
Yep.
So I have a lot of relatives, obviously, to live over there. And, you know, a lot of them live in Morero, and they supported him. And he seemed like a pretty good guy, you know, for a few years there. Of course, it eventually, my opinion of him has definitely been degraded, especially with the whole thing that he tried to throw on Jindal with the black judges and just trying to throw that whole race card out there, that was just ridiculous, in my opinion.
No, that sets back race relations a lot, and I'll tell you why. Because if you don't think racism exists today, you're crazy, okay? White
right.
people have a free friggin' ride, and black people still get discriminated against. So
right.
when something isn't going on, and some crazy brother's going to throw out the race card when there is no racism, it sucks for the good, legitimate, most black folks. When some crap does go down, then
exactly.
you it's like the boy who cried wolf. If Derek Shepherd starts going, man, I'm pulling the race card out, it's like, hey, Derek, now it really applies, but you pulled it when it didn't, and you got a bunch of good people not believing now. And the people that need the help, that need the justice, may
yeah.
not get it because they're skeptical people. Yeah,
that's
a double crime.
That and the William Jefferson thing, he said it was racism, they were going after him just because he was black. I mean, those situations really do take away from legitimate discrimination that happened.
That's why I think Barre got 5 years instead of three. The
yeah.
judge was like, dude, you double dipped, you know? You threw out the race card in the beginning, too. You know, saying you're not guilty when you're guilty is bad enough. But then you threw out that it was a racial thing, and you got these black preachers involved, and you made New Orleans look bad, so they added a few years on to it.
Yeah.
Hey, Reese Witherspoon, Southern Baptist Hospital on Napoleon.
I'm right.
Yep, I think Dr. Poe delivered her, if I'm not mistaken. All right.
Sorry, have a good day.
Thanks. Dr. Poe's like a hero all of a sudden in a lot of folks' eyes. You hear about Dr. Poe writing a book? A lot of folks. What did Dr. Poe do over there? I'll tell you what. One thing's for sure. Dr. Poe, they're putting new rules in, new laws, when there's a hurricane or a storm on how doctors can act now, kind of trying to protect some doctors so this ugly situation won't happen in the future. So other doctors at the next Katrina, I hope it never happens, they don't start thinking about Dr. Poe and maybe not treat patients properly. Hey, we're coming right back. Al Sharpton's in the building. Yep, he's doing his radio program nationwide till 3. We're hoping to get him on for about 5 good minutes before he has to get out of town in about 15 minutes. Hey, New Orleans, coming right back. Don't move. Man, we're hoping to hook up with Reverend Al Sharpton, maybe for 5 or 10 minutes. He is using our studios while in New Orleans. You got to love it. The Reverend Al Sharpton, literally about 20 feet away, doing his nationally syndicated show. You can hear him nationwide. And I know he's got a ridiculously busy schedule, but if we can get him on at 5 after, right after our ABC News, I'll be geeked. So stick around for that. You never know. New Orleans, it may not happen. He may have to go. And I can understand that. I'm not giving you any promises. But maybe, just maybe, we're going to get Al Sharpton for 5, 6, 7 minutes to start the 3 o'clock hour. Hey, we are going to go to Jackson, Mississippi. Juan Kincaid's going to join us from Channel 4 Sports and update us on Saints Training Camp 2008. And we're going to continue this topic in the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah, Al Sharpton's in town. I'm like, man, this cat is known worldwide. Who are some New Orleanians? And I couldn't think any that are known worldwide. I guess there's some, maybe not worldwide, but slightly international. But there are definitely some New Orleanians that are known nationwide. And boy, we've rattled off a pretty good list. Let's go back to the phone lines. John on the North Shore, New Orleans North. It's Covington.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good, brother.
I'm not sure if anybody said Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones I mentioned, yeah.
Was he? Right when I got my car off of work, I turned your radio station on. I heard the topic, and I wasn't sure if anybody said it.
You know,
if not, I had to come and say it.
You know, it's sad. When I first came up, first one on my sheet is Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that is a shame, but
I mean, I love Peyton. I don't mean it that way, but it's like, and then I'm into Bradford Marcellus, and you know, I'm like, come on, Corey, you can't get past athletes and musicians.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got the double thing, he's an actor, and he's got the singing thing going on.
Yep.
So, all right, I just wanted to make sure somebody mentioned him, because great actor, I love him.
John, thanks for the call in Covington.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. 260-0690 is the number.
Roy
joins us on the Best Bank. Hey, Roy.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody said, I'm into music too, so what about Mac Rebinek?
Yeah, Dr. John. Yeah,
okay, what
someone
about Maria
him.
Mulder?
Maria Mulder.
Yeah, Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, there you go. No.
They, Yeah, they had what's the boy that's the Sea Cruise guy?
The what?
Sea Cruise.
Oh, the Sea Cruise guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take me on a sea cruise.
Boy. Yeah.
Yep.
And they had Alan Toussaint. He's got to be known, you know.
Alan Toussaint's amazing. I mean, talk about versatility. Can write anything.
And all the stuff he's written.
Come on.
Get Out My Life, Woman was covered by all the first rockers.
He writes country
rockers.
Music. Glenn Campbell hit.
Yeah, Southern Nights. Come on. Yeah, he was writing a whole bunch of stuff. And then before him, Earl King and Dave Bartholomew, of course, they made maybe not worldwide, but Professor Longhair.
Oh, yeah, putting it on the map for the other cats, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, with the Tipitinos.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had a bunch of musicians. I mean, you probably never heard of Larry Williams.
Larry Williams. No.
This is way back in the early rock. The Beatles did one of his songs. I forget which song it was.
Okay.
He did one of those. Then they had Fred and Playboys or whatever with Judy in Disguise with Les.
Yep. A lot of music out of New Orleans, brother.
Yeah, a whole bunch from out of that area. Chris Tenner, of course, not too many people know him. But who was the guy that wrote the Rockin' Pneumonia? Huey Piano Smith. That song Sea Cruise was his. They took his voice out and overdubbed it with the other boy.
John, you're a music aficionado, brother. Thanks for the call in Covington. Let's squeeze in one more. Take us to the top of the hour in style. Frank joins us in the Crescent City. Frankie.
Yeah, I got a name that you might not be familiar with. You remember Garrett Morris?
Oh, Garrett Morris is a native New Orleanian, the comedian from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and still has family here.
Nice.
Yeah. Right, thank you.
Garrett Morris, that's a good one. Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, knock out the news in about 3-4 minutes, and come back with Reverend Al Sharpton. Got a few minutes with Reverend Al Sharpton. Stick around, New Orleans. It's New Orleans Real Talk. AM 690 WIST, New Orleans. It is New Orleans Real Talk.
The job you do is great.
When you stop and listen to the radio today, there's very few bright spots, and you certainly are one of them.
Keep up the great work. You guys are doing such a great job.
Great show.
Just want to say thank you so much.
Appreciate what you guys are doing at that station.
Just make us think.
Keep up.
Make the politicians think.
Good work.
You've been blowing me away lately.
Got to get the word out there.
Hey, my friend, I love it, and I hope that everybody else feels it who's listening.
This is Real Talk, AM 690 WIST.
New Orleans is making the switch. Be part of it.